This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
First, though, police in Butler County say a man snapped after his wife told him their marriage was over. They say he then climbed into an excavator and started tearing apart the family's home with his wife and two daughters inside.
Attaboy.
Thanks for joining us at 5. I'm Ken.
Attaboy. Give him a reason.
Nice.
And I'm Christine Sorensen. Shelley Bortz is in Buffalo Township tonight with the disturbing details.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Police say this all unfolded yesterday morning here on Martin Road in Buffalo.
Right. He's got no L's in unfolded?
I'd like to buy an L. Did she say unfolded?
Yeah, run that back.
Details. Police say this all unfolded yesterday.
Unfolded.
She did kind of swallow that L, didn't she?
Yeah, she really did.
Speaking of swallowing L, how about a blowjob? Huh? That is a big L for you. Trust me.
Yesterday morning here on Martin Road in Buffalo Township, investigators say what started as an argument quickly turned dangerous when the husband
turned into a construction zone.
Buddy, I love this story.
Allegedly used heavy construction equipment to partially demolish the home with his own family still inside.
Gonna take his half of the house right now, huh?
Bitch, I'll show you.
Bitch. You ain't getting half of this motherfucker. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is a great story.
Drone video shows the massive damage left behind after police say an argument between a husband and wife spiraled out of control Tuesday morning.
Now, go to TGR Radio on Twitter X and you'll see, you know, I mean, to be fair, the guy did do some damage.
Yeah.
Investigators say 48-year-old Eric Pierza used a Kubota excavator to rip apart the rear of the family's home.
I'd like to know what she said to him, because I'll make sure
I'd like to know what she said to him. the man on the street wants to know how this is the woman's fault. I love him. I want to know what she said. Just cunt. Am I right, guys?
Look, fucking elbows, dick, camera, motherfucker.
48-year-old Eric Pierza.
48's young for that, man.
Yeah.
Used a Kubota excavator to rip apart the rear of the family's home.
I'd like to know what she said to him, because I'll make sure I don't say it.
According to the
fucking I fucking love him. What'd she do wrong? This is clearly her fault. I love him. What a douche. Fucking nozzle.
Criminal complaint. Pierce's wife told police her husband arrived at the family's home after drinking all night and began arguing with her.
Right on. Yeah, that's always a good start.
Yeah, that's.
You know what I'm going to do when I get home? I'm going to tell that cunt just what I think.
Yeah, I'll have to listen to you. You can leave me, but I'm going to take my half right now.
Fuck you. Where's my excavator?
I'm going to stumble across the street and fucking... Guy's just pounding drinks all night. And then
just fucking getting madder and madder and madder.
The tipping point didn't come at the bar.
No.
You know, when that, any one of a number of... You know, people could have met his drunken wrath. No, had to be the defenseless woman and children at home. He fucking took the Kubota out.
Did you know? Not to change subject enough topic here, but I had to handle a fucking drunk at the ballpark Friday night.
Did you really?
Yeah. Fucking guy.
Tell me.
Fucking guy had been. We were sitting in the very front row. Well, remember that? I sent you that video.
Yeah.
And we were sitting in the very front row. There wasn't anybody. There was me, Trixie, friend of hers. That gal's dad, and then some more friends of Trixie's were in the second row up on the other, at the end. And the seats to my right were empty to the aisle. And I didn't really notice it until it was like the ninth inning or so. And this fucking drunk guy a few rows up and over to my right was chirping, as he says. He's chirping, you know, chirping at the, because we're sitting on the visitor side. And that's fine, you know, whatever. Hey, you know, you throw like my sister, but he's drunk and he thinks he's funny. So he decides that he's going to, as he put it, I'm going to chirp from the front row, and plops his ass, not right next to me, but in the seat with one seat between us. And I look over at Trixie and he's just drunk and he's not doing anything wrong. But then,
no, but
well, he's obnoxious and he's irritating. Okay.
No, I'm not disputing any of that.
No. So he says something about we've got a cow with Down syndrome that can bat better than you. And boy, that did not set well with everybody.
No, that's a solid crack though. I don't hate that as much as.
And right about that time, his cell phone rings and he takes a call and he's talking to somebody and you hear, oh, we're in the front row chirping at the ball game. Then he gets up and walks up the aisle and was like, yay, thank you. Gone. Well, about 20 minutes later, I think we're in the bottom of the ninth now. About 20 minutes later, he's back up there in his regular seat, and he's fucking at it again, you know, with his drunken fucking idiocy. And then he says, I'm going to go chirp from the front row again. And he fucking plops down there, and I fucking turn, I look at him, and I said, buddy, why don't you go back to your regular seat? Nobody finds you funny. And I was geared up. I was ready for a fuck you, fat man, you know, shut up, old timer. He's okay. He got and walked away. I'm okay. Like, oh, fucking A. Man, that's a hero.
Like
in everybody's
a fucking
eyes.
Hero in front of the front of the community.
Oh yeah.
But now I just
you know what? Look, man. And I looked at Trix and I go, you know, I said, when I was younger, I really hope I was not that obnoxious. I probably was because I used to get together with the boys and do some drinking. You know, it was funny though. She looked at me, she goes, I don't see you being like that. I said, hey, you didn't know me when I was younger.
But God damn,
I hope I was never that fucking obnoxious.
And let's just say for the record that this is not a major league ballpark we're going to on a Friday night. This guy's getting hammered at a minor league.
Triple A fucking, you know.
Yeah.
At
a minor league baseball.
Triple A ballpark.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Probably pre-gamed a minor league baseball game and showed up and fucking just kept, you know, and.
Yeah, he was drunk.
I have no patience for.
Yep.
No way. Mm-mm. Good. You should have fucking put his lights out.
Well, I
tell
you what,
sucker.
I was, like I said, I was gearing up for it. I did not expect him to just go, okay, and fucking get up and go back to his seat. I was shocked, to be honest with you, that
When she told him the marriage was over.
She told him. So she
told him.
She's got a problem with her L's.
She don't like them fucking L's.
No, she's got an issue.
She like a reverse Asian or something?
That's hilarious. Reverse Asian is your first potential show title.
Fucking eyes are so wide they can never shut them.
Hot damn, Margo, ain't your eyes ever going round now? It's an old Richard Pryor line.
To the criminal complaint, Pierce's wife told police her husband arrived at the family's home after drinking all night and began arguing with her.
Yeah, when hey, cunt, get up.
Told him the marriage was over, investigators say he responded with a chilling threat. If it's over, I'll tear the house down.
Don't think it was much of a threat.
Sounds like it was a promise.
I think he commenced to work and doesn't sound like much of a threat to me. Gee whiz.
Sounds like that was a preview.
42 years I've been married. We yell at each other all the time. But
sir, you're in a bad marriage. And you ought to consider splitting up for your own sake.
Yeah.
Leave
the Kubota out of it.
Yeah. 42 years we fight all the time. Sir, I don't know how to tell you this. You need to get out of this marriage.
Who is it that's counseling you in your marriage? Kubota.
Yes.
Dr. Kubota.
Yes. The excavator doing its work.
To tear the house down.
I was an excavator.
You could take that tact, monsoon. I was a governor, a Kubota, an excavator. I was on the inside.
I was a steam shovel a long time ago.
I was on the inside of that house when we tore it down. I was looking for load-bearing walls on the inside. I was an excavator.
Fucking stupid, Jesse.
He stinks.
Police say moments later, Pierza climbed into the excavator and began tearing into the house while his wife and two daughters were still inside. The criminal
in the middle of our street.
Yeah, and into the driveway.
In a pile in the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
Complaint says dispatchers could hear yelling and the sound of the excavator.
I saw you, bitch.
Put your hard hat on, cunt.
You put my French fries in.
Yeah. Put your hard hat on, put my French fries in.
During the 911 call, investigators say after the destruction stopped, Pierza went back inside, grabbed a gym bag, and took off toward Fawn Township before eventually being taken into custody.
Let that be a lesson to you, or now I'm leaving.
Goes out and fucking drinks all fucking day and night, mm-hmm. Comes home, gets in an argument, tears half the house down, and then decides, I think I'm going to go to the gym.
Yeah, no, he knows he's fucked there.
Yeah,
because I guarantee you some amount of sobriety kicked in.
Oh, sure.
During the excavating. Yeah, I guarantee you. And he went, uh-oh,
I'm cooked.
I'm in Dutch here. I better get the...
Goddamn, what the fucking Dutch ever do to you?
Better get the fuck out of Dodge, huh?
Neighbors we spoke with off camera say they're still struggling to understand what happened.
Why? What are you struggling with? Brian, I'm struggling to understand.
Are you?
I am. It's a struggle sometimes to understand the world around me.
I'm tired, boss.
One man who says he knows Pierza personally and has hunted with him before described him as a big outdoorsman and said
he... Boy, so much of an outdoorsman, he hollowed out his fucking house.
Yes. Fucking let the breeze right in.
Yeah, he did. You know, they call me the breeze.
Do they?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
They do.
Probably hollow wind that comes out of your fucking rancid asshole.
How dare you.
Show title.
How dare you, rancid asshole.
Shocked by the allegations. Pierce is now facing charges including causing a catastrophe, reckless endangerment, and disorderly conduct.
I love that they'll just get fucking 5,000 different things they can charge you with. They just go into a database and they fucking type in and they get charged. Causing a catastrophe.
records also show his wife planned to seek a protection of abuse order following this incident. Pirza is due in court for his preliminary hearing June 9th. Reporting in Buffalo Township, Butler County, Shelley Bortz, KDKA TV News.
You could take that tact.
Fucking drunken idiot.
Yeah, I've had it with drunken buffoons. I've had it with smelling your pot everywhere I fucking go.
Jesus.
I've had it. Just be a human for fucking 2 seconds. Ugh. Speaking of catastrophes, I was at Barnes & Noble yesterday. And I just kind of walked around because I don't know if you knew this, but now everything on me hurts. So whereas I could go in the old days, and I say old, I mean 18 months ago, I could go to Barnes & Noble, walk around for an hour, hour and a half, and kind of take a look and, you know, make some notes and stuff. You know, I mean, and maybe buy something. Well, with my back and knees the way they are on account of the fact I'm a fat fuck, it's maybe half an hour. So I'm walking through Barnes & Noble. Oh, that looks interesting. That looks pretty interesting. I don't have the money right this moment, so I kind of grab some pictures of what I want to buy. And I'm pulling out of the parking lot, and on the back, on the side edge of this Barnes & Noble, a bit of a ways off the parking lot, there's a, you know, kind of a major commercial road, you know. And then from that road to get is a hill.
Yeah.
A grassy hill. And I'm pulling out of the parking lot, and I happen to look over just as this fat retard with a backpack on is tumbling. Ass over tea kettle.
No shit. Down the hill?
Down this hill.
No, up the hill, Jeff.
And I have... I was,
dude. I'd have been fucking.
This is a term I use often, but you have to believe me when I tell you, I was out of my mind. I was laughing so hard, I stopped for a second and I couldn't.
So you're still in the parking lot,
buddy?
There.
I'm in the parking lot, and he's as he gets done rolling, he sits up, and then. Punches the ground in anger. And that was when I lost my shit. Because it just... I couldn't hear him. I couldn't hear him. But there's no way he didn't hear me.
Oh, yeah.
I had the windows down.
Yeah.
But I was out of my mind.
Dude, it's a good thing we weren't together. We'd still be sitting there laughing.
His backpack was on the front now, and he was
probably tangled up in his fucking fat neck.
Sitting on his ass. He's like, damn it. And he hits the he was so mad, and I couldn't.
And he hit the ground, huh? Or punched the earth, huh?
Yeah, and he hit the ground. He was so mad.
Fuck you, Earth. You stupid hill.
And in maybe maybe 5 times in my life, I've laughed harder. But so I kind of pulled away a little bit.
And did you go check on him?
No.
Why? Dude, he might have been hurt.
Fuck the fat dummy.
It'd been hard to go over and check on somebody while you're fucking belly laughing.
Jeff, I have tears streaming down my face. I was out of my mind, okay? So I'm getting down toward the exit, and I go, no.
There's more to come, right?
Let's think of the show here. So I turn around and went back to the spot where he was falling. I took a picture of that hill because that's got to go up on the Twitter machine.
Okay.
And just seeing it, I'm laughing all over again. I swear to you, tears streaming down my face. I couldn't.
What the fuck was he doing up on that hill?
He was coming down from the major road.
Oh, okay.
And he was walking down. And when I got back over there, he was walking to the bookstore.
Well, probably limping to the bookstore now. But.
I mean, You've never seen anyone as determined as an angry retard trying to get into a bookstore. Yeah, right. I mean,
and he was probably fighting that role all the way down instead of just going with it. Till it ended, you know, like fucking Daffy Duck.
Tripping up and down. And turn to my left and I see him. I start laughing all over again. I'm out of my mind. So I'm laughing all the way out of the parking lot. I turn left onto that back road and I'm going to the pet store. Okay. And I have tears streaming down. I cannot control by this point, it's a self-fulfilling problem. I just can't stop laughing.
When did you stop and text me?
from the pet store parking lot.
Okay.
But I shouldn't have been driving in this condition. I'm telling you, it was
laughing and driving is.
It was not safe for me and the people around me. It was. And you know how you just get to, and it just keeps rolling down the hill like that fat retard did. And I'm in hysterics. The pet store, and I wipe my eyes off, and I'm starting to text you. And as I'm explaining happened,
you're living it all over again. Yep. You're just fucking living it again.
Buddy. Oh.
Fantastic.
I
get so angry.
I just happened to look over, and he's fucking just, blah, 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 blah. He's just fucking rolling. Man, was he mad.
Oh,
and I might have gotten away with a little laugh if not for the fact that he, you know, punches the earth.
Yeah.
He's sitting on his, you know, with his fucking hair all fucked up and his backpack hither and yon. And he's sitting there. And
hither and yon?
That's right. and he fucking hit.
The only thing that would have made that better is if it would have been in like January or something and it was snow covered. Oh, God, that's funny. I wish I'd have seen that.
I got home and laughed for another half hour. I'm texting you. I texted my son. It was masterpiece in motion.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
I couldn't believe it. It just happens. One of those 1 in 1,000 things that you're pulling out. And I'm convinced I'm the only one that saw it.
Oh, I'm sure. Just think, had you not lost your job, you never would have seen it.
Yeah, back in December.
Yeah, right. You know.
Buddy. Just lost my mind. God, was I laughing. I'm laughing. Oh.
So then what did he do, like proceed through the parking lot there? He was going to the bookstore probably?
I assumed the bookstore to look at...
Tard. Do they have a Tard store?
Sections of that bookstore, I assume the Japanese comic book section and, sure. and all that, you know.
Self-help books?
No. No, I don't think... What's he going to... How to maintain your balance?
Balance for dummies?
Sure-footedness for dummies.
Transversing a hill for dummies.
Transversing a hill. Hey.
Needs a Sherpa.
Hey, fucking.
Look, it ain't Mount Everest, Tar. Just get the fuck down the hill, all right? God damn it. Ain't the Matterhorn. Lighten up, Tar.
Hey, fucking Hensig Norgay. Get a fucking let's go. Sure, but
fuck.
it was just fucking arms and legs flailing.
Well, like I said, he's not gonna know to just roll with it and wait till it's done. He's gonna fight it the whole way fucking down. Make it 10 times worse.
You couldn't have animated a funnier role.
Think if you'd have had if you'd have had a dash cam, you'd have had that captured, man. God damn it.
Jeff, if I had a dash cam, I'd have been watching it for 18 hours straight. I've never felt more alive. It's just, but he's flailing. He's completely out of his control. But he's trying.
Well, he doesn't have much motor control to begin with, so.
Oh, fuck. I just.
I know. I'll take a short cut. Worst mistake of your life, Tard.
The lemon cut.
Mom! You wouldn't believe what happened. I fell down a hill, Ma.
Boy, he just. Oh, you've never seen a more comedic pratfall.
Oh, my God.
In your life.
You couldn't have acted that better. You couldn't have scripted it. Nope. No way.
Nope.
Yeah. All right. And when you get done rolling, I want you to punch the ground. Fucking,
I hope what happened is he tripped over one of his own club feet. And
well, I'm sure he did. Like I said, there's no motor control there. You know? You've seen a fucking crip walking down the fucking sidewalk before. Now try doing that down a fucking incline.
This motherfucker said crip walked out of the sidewalk. I mean, oh, God damn it. And I was crying.
I mean, they can barely keep it together on a fucking level, you know, concrete pad, let alone, you know, fucking
and
add some fucking angle, you know, degrees of angle to it.
I did the best I could to keep it together walking into the pet store. But, I mean, I had clearly been crying walking in there.
Oh, what's the matter, sir? Did you lose your pet? Nope. I saw a retard fall down the hill.
A fat retard barrel rolled out of fucking by the Barnes & Noble out there. He's like, he was going over the falls, this fat fuck. It was over the falls. It was amazing. I hope he shit himself, too. I just.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Oh, God damn it.
God of
shit.
Remember fucking high C and chicken tender lunch he had? Just
fucking. Grilled cheese fell out of his pocket.
Where'd you get that cheese, Danny?
All those stupid little fidget toys fell out, scattered all over the place.
A doobie. Oh, scattered. Okay. Scatter, scatter. Yeah. Anyway, that was my day on, whatever day that was, Monday, right? Was that Monday?
It was yesterday. Yeah. Oh, God damn, that's funny.
Oh, Jeff.
I just, I can't imagine if we'd been together.
It was the greatest. One of the greatest days of my life.
Yeah, yeah. New job. You know, you get hired and fucking get to see a fucking fat retard fucking fall down the hill.
3 interviews, 1 month and 3 days to get an email that says, we're going to send you an offer letter. How about picking up the goddamn phone?
No shit.
But this is what a self-destructive cunt I am.
Yeah.
Because I got the job offer. They ran a background check. That came back okay. They sent me stuff about an orientation today. And then I go, oh, now I don't want it.
Why would
I want to go back to work? That's what a cunt I am after screaming about it for 5.5 months.
Yeah.
I really am a cunt.
No, I get it.
To cherish these next 4 or 5 days.
Email him tomorrow and go, hey, look, man, I'm going to need to take some time off here soon.
I need some PTO.
You know, I mean, just thinking about this has already worn me out.
I am exhausted. I got their, you know, benefit package, and this is the hourly, and blah, 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 blah. And it says, you know, PTO works out to about 40 hours a year. And I have some distressing news for you, because in about a year from now, I'll be working on the 3 weeks a year program I was on at the last job. Just so you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, I don't have the time. It's not about the money.
It's about me.
Yep.
Yep. Fuck 'em.
62, man. It's 8.5 years away from me. 62.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I have no idea how that manifests itself, but I gotta be done at 62.
When can you, what is it,
62.
No, I know, but when can you apply for Medicaid?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah.
You and I both know I'm not going to live to 62, so it doesn't make any difference.
That's true.
This is all fantasy. You fucking died of a fucking McNugget and fries-induced infarction. Yeah, I know.
Fucking laughed just a little bit too hard at that retard. That's what did him in.
He died doing what he loved. Laughing at retards and shoving nuggies into his face.
Oh, God. Fucking tards.
God, was he angry. And
God's gift to normal peoples.
If he had just gotten up and brushed himself off, still would have been funny, but it was.
Oh, the punch. Was, yeah. The punch to the ground was the. That's the tard finishing move.
Because if we know anything, the ground is at fault. That's, you know.
Finish him.
Finish him.
Yeah.
Fucking. A lawnmower is his one true enemy. He leaves clippings. The hill was all slippery. And it's not, you know, and you go further down that stretch of road, it's, the hill is a lot more severe.
Yeah.
So where he was coming down from was a pitch, but it wasn't crazy. But
yeah,
man,
but again, you know.
But it's just, I mean, you couldn't. I mean, he was ragdolling coming down this hill, and it was just arms and legs and backpack, and it was.
Grilled cheese.
Three of the five funniest things I've ever seen. I just couldn't take it. I passed a background check somehow.
How?
Well,
you got a clean background.
I don't get into criminal shit. Yeah. No, that's not, you know.
Yeah. The background checks are all right. Do it.
That's what I told the guy. I said, I mean, the other thing you're going to find, if eating, you know, having French fry grease in my veins is a crime, you'll find that on there, but that's about all you're going to find. But I got this script in front of me here, and I just can't do it. Are you feeling it? Because I am not feeling it.
I don't know. I want to hear that classic, chaotic TGO jingle.
It's the show open.
That is not, I would not describe that as chaotic.
We were so high on this last week, but man,
it's just, yeah.
Item two, this is under the heading of shit that shouldn't be news but is. Item two, someone on the internet is mad that pineapple on pizza exists. It's 2026. We've been over this for decades. If you don't like it, don't eat it. Stop acting like it personally burned down your village.
You know,
I actually don't mind that.
Yeah.
Quit like it burned down your village already. What are we doing?
You know, it's not even the pineapple people that scare me anymore. It's the ones who get mad at other people for liking it. Mind your own toppings, Chad.
I gotta bleep that.
Chad.
I can see him fighting over this.
Yeah.
Oh, deep thoughts with TGO, Jeff.
Ooh, all right.
The real pineapple on pizza debate is whether we're all just toppings on God's cosmic Hawaiian.
What does that even mean? Oh, I'm sorry. I need a drink after that one.
No.
I need a drink.
This episode is brought to you by Regret Minimization Coffee.
Still like that.
I do too, actually. One sip and you still make bad decisions, but you can feel awake while doing it. Use code TGO22 for 10% off emotional damage. I'm going to start using TGO22 at checkout to see if they'll get me anything.
And by whatever generic boner pill my spam folder keeps pushing. Thanks, but I'm good. My problems are emotional, not hydraulic.
God. Oh.
So fucking bad.
Dog shit.
God, it's just.
Dog shit.
New at 6, a federal judge and a high-ranking Atlanta police official are at the center of explosive allegations.
It involves sexual encounters inside the judge's chambers during work hours tonight.
Yeah.
Nice.
Channel 2 investigative reporter Ashley Lincoln breaks down the judicial order, and Ashley, federal judge.
Oh, than all that, Mrs. Lincoln. How was the play?
Discovered this activity went on for years.
Yeah, according to this 20-page order from the chief judge over the 11th district. Now, the report does not name the judge, but for the last 2 days, I've been speaking with sources and going through public records to identify the accused after federal employees complained about hearing intimate noises through the walls.
And the cop was black, so you know he's laying some fucking shots in.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He is...
He's tearing him up.
Abusing that puss. Cop fucking a judge, man. That's beautiful.
That is.
These are serious allegations.
They're allegations of sexual encounters during work hours that a federal judge admitted to, according to this newly released judicial order. The report details an investigation launched after a complaint was filed against a federal judge last September.
I don't think judges are perfect. They're human beings, too.
Former federal prosecutor Doug Gilfillan says federal laws allow judges...
Wow.
Black cop, black judge. So, you know, she's calling him daddy a lot. Fucking, you know.
Uh-huh.
Beat that pussy, daddy. Stuff like that, you know.
Tear it up. Call me Mamie.
Just identities to remain undisclosed in reports like these to protect the integrity of investigations.
Your Honor, the integrity.
Integrity.
Of your office, of your snatch catching loads at work.
However, the law requires an order like this one to be made public if there's an imposition of discipline.
The report claims the judge had sex on at least 5 occasions over a 2-year period inside her chambers with a high-ranking police officer.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. It was inside her chamber, all right.
Oh, yeah, it was in her chamber, all
yeah.
right. Knocked the bats out of that belfry. You know, he's just standing across the room, slips it in, you know.
Knocked the cotton right out of there.
Buddy. He is fucking laying the wood to her. I just would like to ask every fucking, you know, white girl that likes to fuck black guys full time. How many of them just, you know, really, you know, kind of took their time and made sure they're all putting in fucking
no,
shots,
they're
man.
They're fucking just beating it to fucking just senseless.
Oh, man.
Just fucking ruining that puss.
I think it's going to run from them. Don't you rub, bitch!
Employees interviewed during the investigation described multiple incidents where they allegedly heard people having sex through the walls. One court clerk testified to hearing what was described as unsettling noises, kissing, and music coming from the judge's chambers.
Oh. Bow, 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 wow.
Some loud kissing.
Pulling apart 2 fucking plungers, you know?
Fuck me, you black motherfucker! Wow. All right. I guess I will. If I was fucking a black girl and she'd like talk some shit, you know? I
yeah.
think I'd be laughing too hard to actually finish the deal. Oh, fuck me, you white motherfucker! Come on, man.
I'm sure.
Come on.
If it were you, it'd be like, is it in yet?
I know you like this pussy, motherfucker. I was done 5 minutes ago. Who the fuck are you talking to? Zip. Anyway.
I'm over here making a sandwich.
Yeah, really? Speaking of Richard Pryor, as I did earlier, Richard Pryor had a great, great old joke about how women will talk shit when you fight with them. Talking about how he had the one fight with a girl, and he says, I'm going to go find me some new pussy. And she goes, you had 2 more inches of dick, you'd find some new pussy here. He goes, oh, no. He goes, no, you're not going to do that. I know, if it was small, why was you hollering? I was hollering to keep from laughing in your face.
You had 2 more inches, you'd find some new pussy.
Guy, I love Richard Pryor, man. That's what I would do. I would start laughing. You white motherfucking beat this pussy out. Oh, come on now.
Come on, man.
Come on. How am I supposed to stay hard through
come
that?
On.
Why should the everyday person care about these allegations?
Great fucking question. Great question. What do I give a fuck that this guy was beating up some judge puss? What do I care? Convince me to fucking care about it, America.
The American legal system depends on honesty and truthfulness.
When? Starting when?
Yeah, no shit. When did this start?
What's that got to do with catching some dick in your office, though? That's what I can't figure out.
Were they, you know, is it in the middle of a trial? Were they, you know, holding something up? Well,
I mean,
he was holding up a proceeding.
He was holding up those walls.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
This investigative report did not identify the judge or the officer, but multiple sources confirmed to Channel 2 that federal judge Eleanor Ross.
Two?
Ross and Atlanta Police Deputy Chief Kelly Collier were the two accused.
Yeah. I hope he was beating it.
In the complaint, the judge's employee said she attended a primary election victory party for a district attorney on May 21st, 2024.
I'll tell you a story. I used to have an apartment, and this is 1,000 years ago, but the girl who had the apartment next door to me was kind of a town doorknob situation.
Okay.
She had been attacked. I think her drink had been drugged or something, and she had been raped.
Okay.
And girls who go through that have a series of ways they react to it, you know. And this girl's way of reacting to being attacked was to assert to the entire world that she had control over her body by fucking every guy she knew. And this went on for years.
Are you fucking wearing Dorito socks?
Yeah. Man, I got 4 pairs of these bad boys.
Jesus Christ.
How
many bags of Doritos do you have to eat to get those?
None. I just got them at the Meijer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. All right. I also got 4 pairs of Peanuts socks.
The cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
Peanuts?
Yep.
Or like Planters.
No.
You got like Mr. Peanut and his monocle all over?
I got Snoopy and Pigpen and Charlie Brown. And
boy, remember that fucking one I sent you, that animated short with Snoopy and Charlie Brown flying around fighting the Germans?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's hilarious.
God, that came across my feed the other day again, man.
Yeah.
Goddamn, it's funny. Anyway. Yes.
But everybody kind of fucked this girl, and that was kind of her thing. She ended up moving next door to me, and she had a boyfriend, a big guy. White guy.
I think I remember
Big.
Yeah.
Big. 6 foot question mark built. Big guy. And from my living room, through the wall, through her kitchen and front room, I could hear him beating her pussy in her bedroom from that far away. And I've never heard a girl get beat. Like, he beat this girl's fucking pussy into oblivion. It's like every second or third night, he'd fucking murdered. I don't know how she ever walked upright. And I imagine that that's what it was in this, you know, this judge. Oh, fuck me, you black motherfucker, you know. But this girl wasn't bad-mouthing the guy. But, you know, this judge was giving him business a little bit.
Oh,
know?
Sure.
He was.
Oh, yeah.
A source provided Channel 2 this photo showing Ross at that party. The order also says the judge presided over a hearing the following day.
Well, she wasn't fucking. I mean, he didn't murder
Look,
her.
Look, we all get fucked in the evening and then go to work the next day. What the fuck? What does this matter?
Yeah, I don't quite. Yeah, you're right.
What's the big deal here?
To obtain federal court records showing Ross presided over a supervised release hearing on May.
Speaking of supervised release.
You're released all over her back.
I don't get. I mean, you could take a load to your snatch and be out there in 20 minutes working. So I don't understand.
Sure.
I don't get why this is a great. I mean, it's unprofessional, but that's about the beginning and the end of it, right? I don't understand.
22nd, 2024. And regarding the officer, the chief judge wrote the officer has worked for the PD since 1998, later adding that the officer has held this role since 2025. Atlanta police records show Collier joined the department in 1998, and his LinkedIn profile reflected a promotion in 2025.
Great. What does this got to do with anything we're talking about?
Oh, shit.
LinkedIn page has since been taken down. Uh-huh. I reached out to Ross, but a representative responded with no comment. The chief judge has already issued Ross a private reprimand and...
Yes, she did. A private reprimand. You're going to spank that little ass.
I'm going to need to see you in my chambers.
Yep, I'm afraid. Sir, I'm afraid. We need to reprimand.
She agreed to write apology letters to her employees. She was also reprimanded for attending a political event as federal judges are prohibited from participating in political activities. The chief judge said harsher discipline.
This is a long way to go for not a lot of not a lot of juice from the squeeze here.
You still haven't explained to me why I need to care about this.
Well, I just wanted to talk about black guys laying the wood.
Well, yeah, no, not you. I mean them. Like, why are you reporting on it? What, you know? Yeah, you're right. It's unprofessional, but
man, I miss being able to beat up some puss, though. I mean, it was a long time ago for me, but man,
huh?
Fucking, there's no way. I get behind a girl now, I'd have to fucking make sure I got knee braces on and fucking.
Yeah, no shit, man. Got your walker there, Grandpa?
Yeah, fucking. Here, why don't you just fucking bend over the bed? I'm not gonna get on top of you. What are you, nuts? You have a death wish?
Honey, I get on top of you. I may not get off, okay?
Yeah, it just, there's no way I, yeah.
I mean, you could be trapped here, all right?
I'm worried about you not being able to breathe. I guess is what I'm telling you. There's no way I'm getting on top of you.
They're going to have to bring in a Hoyer lift and, you know.
the Hoyer lift.
Was not imposed because of the judge's exemplary service to the court.
Yeah.
Along with the fact
that. Exemplary service.
Yeah, it was.
The judge ended the relationship and accepted responsibility.
Wink.
In some ways, this is a self-inflicted wound. And it
well, no, because he had to be the one.
It just sows further distrust in the system by the public.
Why should I not trust this judge and this cop now?
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense.
No, it's a lot of not making sense. Boy, he used to beat this girl. I mean, buddy.
I remember you telling me about that. That was over at Camp TGO, right?
No, this was way before. This was way back in. The apartment was called Pappy Land.
Pappy Land, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think you've told me about that before.
She ended up marrying that guy.
Oh, wow.
She was on, in the early days of the talk shows.
Yeah.
You know, you had Oprah. And
was she on Donahue or something?
She was on Jenny Jones.
Oh, wow.
On account of her being attacked.
She oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Jenny Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, everybody had a fucking talk show in those days.
Everybody. Fucking Ricky Lake had one.
Montel.
I forgot about Montel. Sally Jesse. Oprah. Jenny Jones. Ricky Lake.
Wendy Williams.
Well, that was years later.
Yeah, that was, wasn't it? Yeah.
She was on the radio for a long time before she got her TV show, though. How you doing?
Well, Jerry, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Even Oprah in the first few years had to do schlock garbage before,
yeah,
you know, to get people's attention. I think even Donahue had a daytime show then, right? I don't know.
Oh, God, Donahue's like the fucking great-grandfather of all that shit.
He tried hard to keep it above the line, though.
Yeah.
Fucking Donahue.
We had Donahue, you had Dick Cavett.
Cavett was gone by the time.
Yeah. I guess Cavett goes kind of way back.
People have such fondness for Cavett, and every time I see a clip, it's just him asking dumb questions.
He has such a whiny fucking voice, you know?
You know, and it's just, at some point, someone had to say to Dick Cavett, we got it. You never liked Nixon. Watergate was a seminal moment for you. We understand.
And we get it.
But you've got to stop.
Get over it.
Because he's still now at this age will still refer to Nixon only as the unindicted co-conspirator. He cannot let that go after 50 years.
Jesus Christ.
Buddy, it's his whole fucking identity. I tell you how much
Cavett's still around?
Oh yeah. And I'll tell you how much of his identity it is. Someone wrote a book called Dick Cavett's Watergate.
No kidding.
Buddy, it's just, I mean, it was a big story. We got it, but he just will not let this Nixon thing
89 years old.
Yeah, man.
Wow. I guess I figured he'd have been gone a long time ago, but.
Oh, he's still hanging on to that Nixon hate. Once or twice a year, I'll spend about 2 weeks digging back into Watergate, you know?
Yeah?
I pull up this old documentary and watch that. And I got an old book. I'll, you know, kind of thumb through that a little bit. And yeah, once or twice a year, I get back into it a little bit.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. 89, huh? I'd have thought he'd been have been a bit older, frankly.
He will be 90 here in November.
Is that right?
Yep. November 19th.
Jeff, a Florida man is behind bars after deputies say he was found with his pants down and his cock out inside of a Palm Coast Taco Bell.
There you go.
This is in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Pants down, cock out. It's the only way to fucking order tacos. Tell me I'm wrong. Prove me wrong.
I can't.
Thank you.
I can't.
Fucking just a fucking rock hard boner. Tell him you want the fucking fire sauce to put on this fucking thing. You like my grilled burrito, bitch? Give me some tacos.
You know what makes them a supreme is diced tomatoes, sour cream, and cum. Just before 1 a.m. last Wednesday, employees at 1 a.m. What are they doing open at 1 a.m.?
Oh, it's Taco Bell, man.
No. You'd be open, but you gotta close. Look, you got to close the dining room at a Taco Bell when the fucking sun starts to go down. Okay? Who are you trying to impress? Employees at the State Road 100 Taco Bell reported a man behaving suspiciously.
Huh.
Near a side door of the restaurant. Oh, so he's saying, I fucking stopped and got a smoothie on the way to my dad's today.
Yeah.
Because I got smoothie money. You know, I don't want to brag.
You
but,
do?
You know, oh, yeah, sure.
Huh.
And next to the smoothie place, there's a New Balance shoe store.
Yeah.
Okay. So I pull around to the back.
New Balance, you know what, that fucking tart on the hill could have used some of that.
Use some of that Old Balance, any balance.
Any. Get him a fucking gyroscope, let's go.
Hey, fucking Magellan, let's go. I'm going to rather traverse this hill.
Fucking got to get that Sherpa, man.
Fucking Tensei Norgay ass, beat it. So I'm leaving the drive-thru at the smoothie place, and I go around the back of the building, because that's how you have to get out of this place.
Yeah.
And the back door of the New Balance is an employee, male, fat.
Working at the New Balance. Okay.
Balder than me. Bald, wow. Baby. Bald, right?
Talking Patrick Stewart level of bald.
Yeah, I mean, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
He had a cul-de-sac to beat the band. Okay. And I had my windows down, of course. So I go to turn out of the lot and I go, the only thing that fat fuck ought to be balancing is his calorie intake. I don't want a fat guy selling me athletic shoes.
No?
Can't, no.
Is that like going to a fat fucking doctor?
Can't have, yeah. The doctor that smokes while you talk,
yeah, right.
So what's your problem, Mr. Wise?
Hey, 9 out of 10 doctors prefer Camel cigarettes.
Hang on, let me grab my Zippo. What? It's like, I don't want, yeah. I don't want advice on fucking workout shoes from this fat, bald fucking New Balance.
You're sitting there waiting for the doctor to come in, you hear?
Yeah.
All right, Brian, I got your cancer diagnosis right here.
I got your cancer diagnosis, Doc. New Balance. But how did he get that job? I guess not a lot of people are applying for the fucking New Balance gig.
Well, because I'm sure it pays, you know, $30 an hour. A very sought-after job fucking selling Malaysian fucking tennis shoes.
Malaysia. Deputies with the Flagler County Sheriff's Department arrived. 28-year-old Brandon, wow, Irizarry.
Irizzy?
Irizzy, my Nizzy. Was still outside the business with his pants dropped. Or, as the authorities said, quote, with his chimichanga out. After his arrest, deputies said they discovered a live betta fish in a plastic container inside his backpack. The fish was later named Baja Blast.
Was Was that the name of the fish or his dong? I think that's what I'm going to start calling mine. Baja Blast.
Well, I'm pretty stuck on the mayor for mine.
The mayor?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Call it Dirty Baja Blast.
Those are good. You
no,
had one
I accidentally Ooh. Ordered one and I could, I, you know, I'm like, well, I got to drink. I did not like it.
Really?
Nope.
Man, my son got one and I took a drag off his. McDonald's has a dirty Dr. Pepper that's not
Now that
bad.
I could, that yeah, I think that's... I could see. It just didn't work with the Baja Blast for me, but yeah. I think I could see it with a Dr. Pepper.
I think you should start calling your cock Baja Blast.
Baja Blast?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Ask Trixie if she wants the old Baja Blast.
Chick McGee has a thing where you get out of the shower and before you get dressed, you go up to your girl and say, do you want any of this before I put it away?
I'm going to have to remember that.
And they get lots of letters.
You know, oh, that, sure.
You know, that it worked and this, that, and the other thing. And, yeah. You want any of this before I put it away? Yeah. I got a message from that girl at 12:20 last night.
Yeah? She's trying to schedule an appointment with the mayor?
Well, I didn't see it till 12:40. So I answered her, and she didn't answer me. So I messaged her this morning, and I said, you find someone to come over and take care of you last night? Because I know what it's about, right? And I don't care. Look, again, like I said, I don't care. I'm not the guy. I don't care.
Sure.
I got lucky. I'm the wrong everything for this girl. I understand. And she goes, oh, no, I was just going to tell you that they figured out why my bathroom smelled bad.
And no, you weren't.
And I went, at 12:20 in the morning, you were going to tell me about your bathroom situation. Okay.
Gotcha.
Got it. So let her tell me that lie, and I asked a couple of follow-up questions, and then... I go, well, look, my new job starts Monday. So if you need to have any late night bathroom conversations, I'm available Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights.
You might want to take Saturday night off the docket, Coach. You're going to need to rest up.
Buddy, there's nothing I can do to not be miserable all day Monday at this orientation. I'm going to be so fucking tired.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
Now, I'm tempted to... And I probably should force myself to get up, you know, set my alarm for 7:30 and get up and force myself to be awake till 4:30. And just kind of get in the habit before Monday.
But yeah.
Man, buddy.
Yeah, why start now? Fuck it.
It's going to be, you know.
It's going to be brutal.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Because I've been sleeping and napping. I'm napping. I've been sleeping and napping.
I just can't do
whenever
that.
I want for 5.5 months, buddy.
I can't nap during the day. I can't do
oh,
it.
Oh, I love it.
I
it's my only reason to live is napping.
Ugh.
Oh yeah.
It gets me so disoriented.
I remember you saying you wake up from a nap mad.
Unless it's like 20, 30 minutes tops.
Yeah.
Then I can wake up and feel refreshed. I think what happens is I am, you know, my parents were, you know, pretty strict about our bedtimes. You know, you got school tomorrow, especially when we were littler, you know, so we were in bed, you know, they didn't let us, you know, we didn't have TVs and shit in our room, so we weren't doing that. You know, we went to bed and went to sleep. And for me, if I sleep, you know, an hour or two during the day, I feel like I'm starting a new day. It just fucks my head.
Well, you go to bed so damn early anyway.
Fucks my head all up.
You're in bed by what, 9?
Oh, I'm laying down. You know, in the winter, yeah, I'm out by 9. Fucking 8:30 sometimes. Now in the summer, no, I'm up till, I mean, I may sit in here and fiddle fuck around till 9:30, almost 10.
Whoa!
Oh, I know. Easy,
well, I
there, player.
I try hard not to text Jeff after about 9:15 because I don't want to, you know.
Oh, dude,
I don't want to run
dude,
the
my
risk.
Phone's on vibrate. I don't, you know. I figure if somebody really needs me, they'll keep calling until I fucking hear it. Trixie'll hear it.
Well, if someone needs me in the middle of the night, they'll still need me at 7 o'clock when I wake up.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So.
Yep.
I know that's coming. How come you didn't answer your goddamn phone, Rich?
Because I'm fucking sleeping, that's why.
I'm so sleeping. Fuck yourself. Yeah. Well, that's coming. Something will happen to Dad.
That's what we have police and fucking firemen for. Call 911. Got an emergency? I'm not your guy.
That's true. I'm not your guy.
I'm not. 55 years old. I'm not fucking gallivanting around fucking changing tires at 3 a.m. Go fuck yourself.
I had to
call the Motor League.
The Motor League? Yes, I had to call the Motor Lodge.
Dude, we were sitting there at the ballpark, and we got there early, and that music started playing that I sent you the tape of. And I'm sitting there, and I got my phone out, and Trixie's sitting next to me, and I'm just holding it down, you know, because I'm trying to tape the music. She's like, what are you videotaping? I said, I'm just trying to get the music for Brian.
That was the shits.
Dude, I was laughing my ass off. And then they played something after that was very old-timey.
Yes.
You know, like that.
Well.
Yeah.
That could, that what you sent me could be old-timey guys. I mean, if we didn't already have something, that
could
really be
it. Oh, it could be.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, what do you say?
Yes, man, we're going to play some baseball today. Yes. I don't know. Your Cubs getting any better?
No. They lost to the A's last night, 2-1. Hmm.
Who's that kid that told that blonde girl to go fuck herself?
Oh, Pete Crow Armstrong.
Okay, I saw a great clip of him the other night. I forget where they were. They were at
St. Louis.
At St. Louis,
when he
you're
blasted
right.
that home run.
Yep.
After being,
and the fans were chanting "overrated" at him. Yeah. Overrated.
There's a section.
Parks this bomb. Oh.
There's a what in St. Louis they got a section out there in the outfield they call the tarps off section. The guys all take their fucking shirts off and think they're cool. And the tarps off section had all night, every time he got up, had chanted overrated. And Pete had a good game that night.
That ball,
and that last time he got up to bat and they were chanting overrated, he crushed that home run right into the middle of that section.
Mean, buddy.
Right into the middle of it, man. That's a fucking dude right there.
I love baseball.
Go fuck yourselves.
I love baseball.
Yep.
Beloved Braves beat American League champion Blue Jays 4-3 last night.
Okay. I watched them Sunday. They lost to – I was watching that game Sunday. I forget who it was.
Yeah, it was the last game against –
was it Detroit?
No. It was –
because
we'd won the first two.
Yeah.
Yeah, national TV. We don't like national TV for some reason.
I cannot remember who.
No,
the fuck
I don't remember
playing.
Either. Yeah. It doesn't matter. But we won the first two and then lost on Sunday.
Yeah.
Was it the Nationals?
No, it wasn't the Nationals.
No. It doesn't matter. Well, okay, folks. Hey, it's 5:40, so we got
a
little bit.
Wow.
Yeah. This will be our start time from now on. So
yeah.
Fucking enjoy that. You fucking. This job is 8 to 4:30, man. Fuck that. Got to find a way to get here sooner on Wednesdays. That's crazy.
Yeah, give it some time. Get your feet wet.
Yeah, I'll take some time to train them.
Yep.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's go home, and we'll do it again. Somehow we'll figure out a way to do it next week. This has been TGO Radio.
This is TGO Radio in New York. This concludes our program schedule for the day. Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded. For the best in podcast entertainment, stay with TGO Radio in New York. We'll return to the air next week with more of your favorite programs. This is Wayne Howell wishing you a good night on behalf of TGO Radio. And now, our national anthem.